Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continuing Pele Yoitz, Ois Beis, Shin 122, in the topic of Brachos. This is our first Pele Yoitz share of the year Tovshin Pei Dalid, Habolin Letoivo, Alkol Yisrael Letoivo. And we should all be Zoiche to make our Brachos correctly, properly, and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Brachos. Before we begin with the words of the Pele Yoitz, there was something I just was thinking of, that perhaps now during Aseres Metshuva, today is Dalit Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalit, perhaps there's an idea that I can share with you, that maybe during Aseres Metshuva, even though it's something that we should be doing all the time, L'maisa, we should be doing a lot of things all the time. And that is, let's say you come out of the Beis HaKisi, out of the bathroom, try to see how she yotzer in one position. Not walking around, not checking your text messages, you know, it's been around 30 seconds since you looked at your phone last, right? So there's this like, this need that, you know, someone, maybe the president's calling me, I don't know, right? Someone's calling me, someone's texting me. We don't realize it sometimes. We just have this natural tendency. And you know what happens? Sometimes people think their pocket is buzzing, and then they know they really have problems. You know why? Because it's Shabbos, and there's no phone in their pocket on Shabbos, and their phone they still feel that buzz going on. Okay, so take a few seconds, say Ashiyotzar, make the bracha, whatever you're doing, in one position, like we're supposed to be doing Mi'ikir Hadin. And as I'm saying this, I'm reminding myself of the shir that Rav David Gross will give shir by us on Tuesdays. And I believe the first shir he gave of life and Torah of our leaders was in the Kaf HaChaim. And he had mentioned that the Kaf HaChaim was very makbid, that he wouldn't be walking around making brachas. He wouldn't be walking around making brachas. And we are the beneficiaries of this. It's not like, oh, I'm being stifled. I have to stay in one position. When you can stand in one position, when you can sit, when you focus. I know somebody that doesn't say Ashiyotza until he's sitting down. Until he's sitting down. He waits to make sure he can sit down and he's not interrupted. He goes, after he finishes taking care of his needs, comes out, washes his hands, and then goes to sit down to say Ashiyotza. To be focused, to thank Hashem that everything worked, his whole system worked. And as I've mentioned in the past, and it might sound a little humorous, but Rav Schwab Zatzal said over in the name of the great Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Mashkiach of the Mir, that after a person comes out of the bathroom and he was matzliach, he was successful, it's appropriate, said Rabbi Yeruchim, for a person to send a letter, a message, a letter to his mother and say, Baruch Hashem, I'm good. It all worked out. Now, obviously, we don't do that. Because, unfortunately, we take things for granted. Myself included, 100%. I'm not going to digress to tell you about my kidney stone when I had that horrific pain. I mamish thought I was dying. So people ask me, what does it feel to die? I didn't know dying. I have no idea. I don't want to know what it feels like to die. But I'm telling you, I thought I was dying with that kidney stone. Okay?
Kidney stone, you're afraid you won't die.
Oh, no. I thought I was dying. Let me tell you. I thought it was over. Okay? That's for another time. Another shir, another time, another not shir. Let's not take things for granted. It's a Aseres Metshuva now, even if it's not a Aseres Metshuva. And let's see what the Pele Yoitz has to share with us. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Amud Aleph tells us that from a person's brachas that he makes, you can see what kind of person he is. Mi berchoisu shalodom. From the brachas a person makes, nikir im hu yoidea sefer o im hu bor. You can see, is a person someone who spends his time learning Torah, or is this person a plain, flat out ignoramus? From the way he makes his brachas. That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Omer Aleph tells us this. Mi berchoisu shalodom. Nikrim hu yedeya sefer, oyim hu bor. A boor is an ignorant individual. Ein bor yirei chet. It says an ignorant individual is not a God-fearing person. Why is it, what does the Gemara mean from the way a person makes a bracha? Let me ask you a question. What happens when you see somebody, you're on the sidewalk having a conversation, and you see somebody speed by, drive recklessly? What do you think about that person? It's rhetorical. Don't answer right now. Okay, we got the recording going. I'll tell you what I think with that person. He doesn't value his life. A person drives so recklessly, like this, he doesn't realize what he can do to himself or chas v'shalom to someone else. You give a $80,000 car to an 18-year-old, not a good idea. Not a good idea. When a person just, excuse the words, just spits out a bracha with no thought, no concentration, no appreciation. But he knows, before you put something in your mouth, you have to mumble some words. So he... That's what the Gemara means. As opposed to... And I'm telling you, I would see my Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. I would see him making a bracha. I would hear him making a bracha. Every single word was heard. That's how you're supposed to make a bracha. And I want to tell you something. It's not because you have a long white beard and a nice big black hat. Every yid has to make a bracha like this. That's how we're supposed to make a bracha. The stipler Zatzal said that Noshim Tzidkonyas, the righteous women, when they make brachas out loud in their homes and their houses, it infuses Yerushalayim in their house, and the children are such beneficiaries of this Yerushalayim. The children will be more successful in their learning in school, in yeshivas. Making the bracha out loud, properly, correctly. Now the emes is, I intended when I prepared for this year to go to the next page. But we're actually going to stop here after this one line. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We have an opportunity throughout the whole entire day to make the brachas properly, slowly, clearly, articulately, and know that we're thanking Hashem, appreciating this opportunity to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is of the greatest gifts that Hashem gave us to be able to speak with Him, to thank Him, to talk to Him, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.